Climbing season on Denali has begun. Parts and pieces of base camp were flown up to the Kahiltna Glacier on Saturday. Tents and other pieces get assembled this week. Sue Dio of KTNA in Talkeetna went with the crew up to base camp and has this story.
Each year, Chinook helicopters and crews come to Talkeetna to practice high-altitude training and rescue. Part of that training includes assisting the National Park Service installing base camp at 7,200 feet on the Kahiltna Glacier. The 15 or so crew members from the 123rd Aviation Regiment, fondly known as the Sugar Bears, fly up with the Park Service personnel and volunteers to unload all supplies needed for the climbing season. Large tents, food, propane canisters, and trickiest of all, a flexible fuel bladder that holds 800 gallons of aviation fuel. That fuel supports the rescue helicopter that will fly in and out of base camp throughout the climbing season. The Chinooks land in a swirl of snow. Immediately, shovels come out. The helicopter sinks in as it lands and needs to be dug out before the hatch can open. Offload begins. Chairs, tables, plywood, antenna, Rubbermaid totes full of food, and crate after crate of miscellaneous supplies, and a gigantic stack of sleds. Lisa Roderick's thermometer shows a balmy 30 degrees Fahrenheit. The crew got lucky this year. Fairly calm winds, clear skies, warm temperatures, and sunshine with a large layer of fresh snow. Roderick has been base camp manager for 10 years, and as we worked, she explained what happens in another few weeks.
They'll usually spend one night here on the glacier before they start heading up. So it comes a little village here. We get, you know, all the tents will start filling in of all the climbers.
Her cook and living tent holds a variety of communications equipment, aircraft radio and FRS radios, solar panels to run all the equipment. The Park Service tent will be set up as well. Roderick says that is more of a medical tent. Climbers with medical issues may be flown off by way of air taxi, or Roderick says there may be more serious issues.
Sometimes the helicopter comes in. It just depends how severe the patient is. But we do have a tent for patients to stay warm.
The snow melts faster than it used to on the Kahiltna, and Roderick says halfway through the season, the pilots will have to land in a different spot due to yawning crevasses on the landing strip. There are over 1,000 climbers registered to climb Denali so far. Soon the climbing season will be in full swing. Roderick says temperatures guide the dismantling of base camp in July.
Anywhere between the 5th and the 10th, everything's pulled. So, and then it just goes back to being pristine again.
Before the crews leave, the piles of supplies are covered with tarps in hopes that another 4 feet of snow won't bury them. Rangers and Roderick head back up to their piles of supplies this week, and in a couple of weeks, the area will be the climbing village. In Talkeetna, this is Sue Dio.